Chapter 9.
"Give Tom back, Crow Skull," said Redbeard. "He has to go home."
"Never," Crow Skull shouted. "He helped us get the treasure. Why would I let him go?"
"Okay," said Redbeard. "If you won't give him to us, we'll take him. Men, let's go."
Redbeard, Scollop, and the rest of the crew jumped across to Crow Skull's ship. There was a big fight. All the pirates had swords. Redbeard tried to attack Crow Skull, but missed, and Crow Skull dragged Tom away. They ran down the stairs. Crow Skull threw Tom into a small boat and jumped in after him.
"You're never leaving me, Tom," he said.
He rowed the boat away as fast as he could, out to sea.
"I don't need the rest of the crew anyway," said Crow Skull. "With you around, nothing can hurt me."
Tom saw something ahead of them. It was a big rock coming out of the sea. And next to it, there were two huge purple tentacles. Crow Skull was looking away and couldn't see them.
"You're right," said Tom. "I will stay with you. Keep going."
Crow Skull smiled and rowed the boat even faster.
"I'm happy you're beginning to understand," he said.
Tom smiled too. Grandpa was right. He did know how to get out of this. As they drew closer to the rock, he stood up.
"Hey! What are you doing?"
Crow Skull shouted. Tom jumped from the boat and landed on the rock. Crow Skull tried to chase him, but the beast came up from the sea and held him in its tentacle. Crow Skull screamed for help.
"How can this happen?" he said. "You're supposed to make me invincible."
Tom laughed.
"I can't stop sea beasts. Redbeard knew that."
Crow Skull tried to fight, but the beast was too strong and dragged him under the water. Tom was happy. Grandpa told him he would know what to do, and he did. Tom jumped into the boat and rowed it back to Redbeard's ship. When he ran back up the stairs, all of Crow Skull's pirates couldn't fight. Their swords fell to the floor. Redbeard and his crew ran after them as they escaped to their ship.
"Not so fast," said Redbeard. "You have something that belongs to us."
Redbeard made Crow Skull's crew take all the treasure from their ship and put it on Redbeard's ship.
"I feel a little bad," said Tom. "There is a keeper of the treasure. Maybe we should give it back."
Redbeard laughed.
"That keeper is a bad man. He took that treasure from all the people of the islands. We are going to give it back. They will not be poor any more."
Tom felt much better then.
"Okay," he said. "I think I should go home now."
Redbeard took Tom to the X on the deck. All the crew came to say goodbye to him.
"Come back any time, Tom," said Redbeard.
"Maybe I will," said Tom.
He stamped his foot 3 times, and he was gone.